Amen. Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. I want you to know the devil's already in business this morning. Amen. Amen. I'm running in here because my car won't work this morning. But he can't stop us. Amen. 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 Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our Father God, we come to you this morning and say thank you, Master. We're so thankful for you. We're so thankful for your grace. We're so thankful for your mercy and for your kindness. And we pray, Master, that while we're here, that we receive all those things because we need you. And Master, we know as long as we have you, Master, we can overcome everything. We pray now that while we're in this sanctuary, while we're here today, that you visit us and change us, make us better for the kingdom of God. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Amen. Amen. We now have our hymn.
Thank you.
Amen. The song says, never should I be afraid. Amen. If you're a Christian, you should not fear. Amen. Amen. Because when you got God, you got everything that you need. Amen. 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 Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our Father, we come to you today to say thank you, Master. We're so thankful once again because you are our God. And Master, not only we're thankful that you are God, but Master, you consider us. You think about us. You have us on your mind. And so we come to say thank you because we know if you have us on your mind, that surely you have something for us to do. And not only do you have something for us to do, Master, but you have provided the provisions for us to do that. So we come to say thank you because as a church, Master, we ought to work together to move the needle of God so that more men can find their way to the house where they can find help, where they can find medicine, where they can find uplift, where they can find comfort, where they can find love. We come today to say thank you, Master, for considering us and pulling us all together to make us who you want us to be. Because if we walk as you ask us to walk, yes, if we do as you've asked us to do, man won't see us, but they will see you. What a glorious thing for a Christian to be able to say that when we walk in this earth, that we walk with so much power that man don't see us, but they see you moving through us. So, Master, we're so thankful for you thinking of us and choosing us and selecting us and loving us and keeping us. And we pray now that as a church that we move forward in your name. We ask these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen. We ask now that the officer will come for the purpose of tithing and offering.
Hey!
Father God, we come now to say thank you for these gifts that have been given here today. And Master, we pray that we use them to edify your kingdom so that all men will see that you yet still have all power. We ask now these blessings in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name. We do now pray. Let our hearts say amen.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Anybody here have anything to praise God for today? Come on, don't play with me now. Anybody in here got anything to praise God for today? Well, let me tell you, all of us got something to give God some praise for today. Amen. He woke you up this morning. Amen. You could still be in your bed, but some reason God shook your bed and told you to get up. Somebody ought to give God some praise. You're not here because you're so good. You're here because God loves you so much. Somebody ought to give God some praise in here today. Glory to his holy name. He's worthy to be praised. We take things so lightly. We think we are do things. We're not do anything. But God loves us so much that he gives unto us. Somebody ought to give God some praise in here. Amen. 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 One of my friends passed a few days ago, 48 years old, with a massive heart attack. And we sit down like God or something. And we ought to be giving God praise every time we can make it out to the house of worship. Somebody ought to give God some praise in here today because he's worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. That let me know that could have been me. We played basketball together. The man was in good condition, but yet and still, he had a massive heart attack and passed away. But I'm still here. You still here. Somebody need to realize who woke them up this morning. Amen. And who's sustaining them throughout the day. It's not you. It is your God, your Lord, and your Savior. And you ought to be able to give them just a little bit of praise. Amen. 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 If you have your Bibles with you, I won't be before you long. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Say amen when you get there. Amen. I have to ask that question nowadays because everybody's on their phone versus turning pages in a book. Well, 1 second. Let them in. Amen. More our babies coming in. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise for our college students. Amen. 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 I'm glad y'all came because I was about to call you. Amen. It's good to see all of you. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind." Amen. Amen. Just for a few moments, I'd like to take the subject, have no fear. Let me say that again, have no fear. And my proposition to you, if you don't get anything else out of this, get this. Have no fear, for the Lord God has everything in control. Let me say that again. Have no fear, for the Lord God has everything in control. Somebody ought to tell somebody that this morning. Have no fear. Look to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, have no fear. Amen. Amen. Because many of us as Christians, we live in a state of fear, which is something that makes me question the level of your faith, because as Christians, we should not live in fear. Christians should realize that their God is capable and able to do all things but fail them. And if we believe that God is capable and able to do everything but fail them, then why do we get fearful when challenges are presented to us? The question is, where is your faith? Because if you have faith, like Jesus said, just the size of a grain of mustard seed, which means you don't have to have a whole lot of faith, but if you have just a little bit of faith, when the winds of life blow, they won't make you find yourself in a state of being in fear. But you will be in a state of power because you know your God has everything in control. This word fear is estimated to appear in the Bible 350 to 385 times.
Some even argue that the phrase "do not fear" is found in some versions of the Bible 365 times, meaning that God put it in there purposely to tell you every day of the year or every day of your life, operate with no fear. Somebody ought to be shouting already. Because if God tells me to walk in this world without fear, that means that my God has made provisions for me. And I shouldn't be fearful when things come up in my life, when challenges are presented to me. And church, I know it really doesn't matter how many times we see fear in the Bible. What I want you to understand is God has emphasized "do not have fear" enough times that we ought to realize that it's important for us to operate in a life without fear. So many of us live beneath what God has called us to because we are fearful of the unknown. We are fearful of things that we cannot see. We are fearful of things that we can't touch. We are fearful of things that we can't measure. But when I thought about all of this, I thought about when I was a little kid, there was a cartoon that I loved. And some of the older people here, you young folks, y'all probably gonna have no idea what I'm talking about. But there was a cartoon that I loved, and it was called Underdog. Underdog was a superhero. Yeah, I know y'all confused. Underdog was a superhero that was actually a dog. But he always helped those who were in need, those who were considered to be the underdog. And when he showed up, he always said, "Have no fear. Underdog is here." But I want you to know you should have no fear because God, Lord have mercy, God is here. And I need you to understand that not only is he still here, but he still has all power and he's with you every day. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to have challenges in your life. That just means that when you have challenges in your life, that God will be in them with you. It doesn't mean that he's going to keep you from experiencing things. And I'm so thankful that he doesn't. Because if you are someone who's been kept from troubles in life, when you become older, you're a weak, mature person. Or shall I say, you're a weak, older person. You have not reached your maturity because you have not gone through the struggles of life. But if you are someone who's gone through some things and had to come out of some things or come from under some things or come through some things, when you come out, you find out you were better than you were before you went in. You gain some maturity spiritually. Things don't trouble you like they normally would trouble you because you've been down that road before and you've seen what God can do. And because you know what God can do, you don't have fear. Because God is there. My brothers and sister, Paul writes this letter. And at this stage, Paul was an old man. And he writes this letter to his friend, Timothy. His student, his mentee. And he writes this letter as part of three letters that he writes to the pastors and the churches in that area. And in this particular one, he tells his friend to not have fear. Because Paul realizes and have experienced fear along his journey. And he knows that fear can hinder the work of God. If we focus not on God, but focus on our situation, we'll find ourselves leaning more towards our situations than listening to God. And anytime you find yourself leaning more towards your situation than listening to God, I must tell you, my brothers and my sisters, you're headed down the wrong road. Fear is not a good thing to have. As a matter of fact, fear and faith cannot even be in the same space at the same time. When faith shows up, fear has to leave. They can exist in the same space because one conquers the other. Anytime you have faith, it conquers fear. The only time fear can conquer faith is if you give fear more power than you give Jesus. Amen. Which means you're more concerned about your situation than you are about the God who can deliver you from your situation. My brothers and sisters, as children of God, we should not have fear. We should be able to live beyond our fears. Do y'all remember when the Y2K problem came about? See, fear is a funny thing. Fear makes you act differently because you are fearful of the unknown factors. Because all fear really is the understanding that there's something that perhaps is there that I don't know about, and I don't understand the strength of what that thing may be or how that thing can affect me. But what you must understand is no matter how deep that fear is, you still have a God that's powerful enough to get rid of all of your fear if you just give him a little bit of faith. But in the Y2K problem, people were afraid of all kinds of stuff. We were afraid because the computers perhaps couldn't read those two zeros on the end of the year, that so many things were going to happen. People were freaking out thinking that airplanes were going to fall from the sky. People were afraid of their monies being in the banking system because the banking system is now digital. So people start pulling their money out of the banking system. Then people will start buying canned goods and food because they thought that the utilities were not going to work. So we're going to be left without power, heat, or air. People are allowing their imaginations to run away with them. They were so fearful that they even started quoting Prince's song, 1999, as if it was something prophetic. Imagination's just running away. Now, how do you think a man who wears blue jeans with the butt cut out is prophetic? I have no idea. But people thought that his song was a prophetic song that was telling us about the end that was to come simply because there was two zeros on the end of the year. And then if you want to get it a little bit closer, why are we so fearful when dark comes? People are more fearful at night than they are in the daytime. Simply because our awareness is heightened. Because we can't see like we usually can see. But in the daytime, we are not fearful as much because we can see and we can hear. At least we think we can hear better simply because we can see. Fear has this thing of taking us and running away with us simply because it's dealing with the unknown. Church, we should not have fear as children of God. We should not have fear. We should be operating in what God has called us to operate in. We should be walking in the power that we have because we have a special relationship with God. Each and every last one of us are different from the other in reference to our relationship with God. God don't treat all of us the same because our relationships are special. Your relationship with God is special. And I hate to watch children of God operate under what God has called them to operate under. Let me ask you this question. Church, do you really know who you are? Huh? I'm going to ask that question one more time. Do you really know who you are? Because when I watch you, sometimes I wonder if you know. When I hear some of the things that you say, I wonder if you know. When I watch some of your actions, I wonder if you know who you really are. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says this. But you are a chosen, Lord have mercy, people. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. And then it says this, and I'm reading out of NIV. God's special possession. God says that you are what? He says that basically that you are someone who has authority and you have power over every situation that you may face simply because you have a relationship with me. Amen. And I consider you to be special. I don't care what folks say about you. God said you're special. They can call you all kinds of names. They can belittle you and look at you differently and look down their nose at you, but I want you to know God says you are special to me. And because you are special to me, you should know you should not have fear because in every situation, I'm there with you. Let me ask you this, because if you like me, something special, I make sure I take good care of it. I know y'all like me because you get out there, you be shining your car up. Oh, I'm sorry. Take the car to be shined up. You pay a whole lot of money for it to be shined up. They charge you $100 and some to wash your car. Something you can do for free. But guess what? You consider your car to be special. You consider your home to be special. You consider your children to be special. So because those things are special to you, you make sure you take not just care, but good care of it. You must understand that God considers you to be special, so he takes good care of you. The problem comes in with our free will when we override God. Because we refuse to listen. Because what he's saying does not make sense to us. Mm-hmm. Well, that's where faith comes in. It's not intended to make sense to you. If it made sense to you every time, there was no need for you to have faith. Can I say that one more time? Because for some reason in this new Christian walk, we believe that everything should make sense to us. Everything should be a certain way to us, when sometimes God moves things differently in order to get you to have faith. We should not have fear. We should walk in power because we are God's chosen people. We are a royal priesthood. In other words, you are kings and queens. Let me tell you something about kings and queens. When situations arrive in their life, they don't get fearful. You know what they do? They call the next person in line that's beneath them. Go handle this. You know who you can call and say, go handle this? The Holy Ghost. All thing you got to do is pray and ask the Holy Spirit to move for you and watch God move. Why do we have fear when we got a God that loves us so much that because of our relationship with him, he'll give us supernatural power? The Bible says in that verse that God does not give us a spirit of fear, but he gives us a spirit of power. And for you who read the Bible, I understand you're probably thinking, well, he was talking about him preaching to people. Well, let me get you to understand that it applies and applicable to everything in your life, because your whole life is about preaching to people. You should live a life that when people see you, they see God. You should live a life that when you are living your life, it is a living sermon. I remember my aunt will always say, I don't care nothing about hearing a sermon. I'd rather see one. Why do we operate in fear versus in faith when God is looking for us to operate in faith? And when we look at John, when he was out on the island of Patmos, John operated in faith. Revelations 1, 17 and 18 said this. When John was all out on the island of Patmos all by himself, he says, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first, and I am the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Church, let me tell you something. When you are special to God, God will do special things through you. Because you must realize, first of all, he is the Most High. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the King of Kings. He is the ruler of the universe. He is Alpha and Omega. And he will always be with you. When we look at the history of John, John was one who they tried to kill but could not kill. Because God placed something special on him. They put John in the hot boiling oil and thought the hot boiling oil could kill John, and it did nothing to him. Lord have mercy. When he got to the island, when they banned him to the island, a snake bit him. The venom couldn't kill him. Then a beast came upon him and tried to destroy him, and the beast could not destroy him. And man put him out on the island all by himself so he can die. But John says this, on the Lord's day, I found myself praising and worshiping God. And when I was praising and worshiping God, God showed up and he gave me a vision, one that was for the future, that to give me power and to give the Christians power for the rest of our days. When you live in fear, you live beneath your power. But when you walk in faith, no matter how bad the situation may look, no matter how dark the clouds get, no matter how loud the thunder roar, no matter how hard the rain comes down, if you walk in faith, God says, I give you supernatural ability to handle all situations. And when you come out from that situation, you will be so blessed that people will say it was God who blessed him. Remember when the boys were fishing out in the sea, and they couldn't catch anything. But they saw Jesus, and Jesus told them, cast your nets on the right side of the boat. The Bible says they had so much fish they couldn't reel in the nets. Church, if you walk in faith, casting the nets on the right side of the boat was just saying, follow God's word. If you follow God's word in faith, no matter what you face, you shall come through. And you shall come through with more power. Give God a hand clap of praise. The doors of my Father's house is now open. If there will be one, the time is now. The Bible says, find God while he is near, for surely there shall come a time when God cannot be found.
All for Christ.
Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. And we're all saved in the house of God. Amen. 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 Listen, church. God lined things up in a certain way. The children's second song was about not having faith, and I had no idea they were singing that song. And when I toiled all week praying to God to give me a message, he gave me that message. So I'm not sure who particular that message is for, who in particular that message is for, but that message is mentioned, is intended for someone specifically in this house today. Amen, mother. Mama says for her. But church, we cannot walk in faith and live in fear. That's an oxymoron. Wow. Have faith. Why worry if you have faith? You can't do it. Amen? Amen. Let us stand. Let us bow. Our Father God, we come now to say thank you, Master, for this day. And we pray, Master, that as we prepare to leave out of these doors and these holy halls, that we walk out into a world that's dangerous, knowing that we have faith. Realizing that our faith can overcome every situation. Our faith can overcome every circumstance. Our faith can overcome any person. We thank you now because we know that our faith can be improved. Our faith can grow. Our faith can get better because of you. And we know that if we do have faith, we know that we can move mountains. We can cross rivers. We can do anything that we imagine. So, Master, as we leave this place today, we pray that you allow us to keep these thoughts with us. Keep this burning in our souls so that we can walk with power. We ask now that you bless us and keep us and watch over until we can return back to this place where you have chosen to place your name. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we do now pray. Let our hearts sing.